And all this brings me to like your most recent iteration of Captain America, which is still going strong, just this time a little bit more beefier, a little bit more muscular, with each iteration adding its own flair and then leading up to this like perfected suit by Unmasked Studio. When you're wearing this suit, you kind of have like a different vibrato about you, like a different aura about you. Like when you put on this iteration of Cap, you look like you have more, I don't know if confidence is the right word. Maybe it's more that you feel more comfortable when rocking this version. Does any of that ring true? Like, does this suit bring out the Cap in you more than any of your others?
Dude, you're the best, you know? You're telling me questions that I had in my mind forever.
Really?
And you're right. In this version, this last version, I feel more comfortable. I feel more
you can
Captain
see
America.
Yeah,
You know, and that's one of my favorite versions.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Side Project Podcast. Yes! From our Run It Up mugs. Oh, it tastes so good. It tastes so good. And it feels so good to be back because I've been sick. But bear with me if throughout any of this I end up coughing, because you know how like after you get sick for a while, it kind of lingers a little bit. You know what I mean? You kind of still got like a little bit of cough that lingers or something. That's what's going on. But I'm good now. I'm feeling good. And we're all good. And speaking of good, that sip from my Run It Up mug was absolutely amazing, much like this crew neck that's also absolutely awesome. I'm going like this, trying to be like, why can't I see it? But it's this hand. You know how it goes. Monitors, or maybe you don't. All of the awesome stuff that you see here on the table, me rocking, is always available on the Side Project merch store right about now, such as this Run It Up mug, all the mugs, the Project Park mug, the Project Things mug, and not just the mugs, but the Run It Up, the Project Park, and the Project Things hoodies and tees, and some of them got hats, and some, I think there's beanies up there now too, and there's tanks up there, there's crew necks up there, there's all kinds of stuff up there that you can get right about now, such as, if you didn't see on Instagram, the Project Hub. The new Project Hub merch that's out right now. I'm rocking the hoodie. You could be rocking the hoodie. You could be rocking the tanks for the summertime. Looking all amazing in the Project Hub tank, right? Let it all show out. Kind of feels like something that Project Hub would be happening. Letting it all, just bearing it all. You could be getting that right now if you head on over to the Side Project merch store and cop that merch. You know, I appreciate you if you do. Whether you're a cosplayer yourself, just a fan of cosplay, a photographer, a videographer, a prop maker, or maybe you're just a convention goer that loves to get their steps in while going, oh my God, there's Spider-Man. You're probably going to want to attend Cosplay World in Richmond, Virginia, where cosplay reigns supreme. This June 15th and 16th at the Greater Richmond Convention Center, you can be a part of a convention that caters to you, with over 100 vendors and artists, contests for you to partake in for a chance to win over $2,000 in cash and prizes. Learn from the pros in the mini workshops all weekend long. Attend and be a part of panels. Hint, hint. Pose like the beast that you are for the photo ops. There's also meet and greets and hangs and discuss things with the many guest cosplayers from around the world. Like who? Well, hold on. I'll tell you, many that have been guests and or cosplays of the week here on the show, such as Caleb Weeks, Joey Redhood, Sir Julius Cosplay, That Shady Haze, RLHNYC, Heroes for Hire, just to name a few, and so many more. Plus, I'll be there myself, in full effect, in various capacities. More info coming soon. So get your tickets now at CosplayWorldRichmond.com and set yourself up for a good time June 15th and 16th. And when you do, make sure you tap it in, you lock it in, you run it up, and let them know that the Chazosaurus Rex sent you. That felt good. Anyway, Let's get to the bread and the butter of this week's episode, because my guest this week puts his efforts into a motto of cosplay is more than just dressing up. It's about embodying a character and bringing them to life. And he does so when he looks up at the sky and he sees the bat signal in his various iterations of Gotham's own Batman, whether it's his leather fashion valley suit, his classic black with the yellow symbol by Unmasked Studio, or bringing that gray suit to life with the help of Gaslight Co. He's ready to take on his rogues gallery as the Dark Knight, a leader in DC. And it's only right when he takes up a mantle in Marvel, he takes up another who stands for something, who aims to lead, who's ready to make sure he has America's ass at all times with his amazing iteration of Captain America. He's been a previous cosplay of the week here on the show, so it's a long time coming, hailing from Puerto Rico. Ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together and give a warm welcome to O.B. Arkham.
Amazing, brother.
How's it going, man? How's it going?
Thank you.
Amazing, that felt good, man, for being sick for like a month. That felt good. I was worried I was going to start coughing during and be like, ladies and gentlemen. I felt like I was going to die during that intro, but no, I did good. I was worried about that. How you doing, man?
Everything good, brother. Everything good. Thank you for bringing me here to the show.
Oh, yeah, man. Dude, it has been a long time coming, man. This has been, you being a guest on the show has been in the vault for such a long time. It's long overdue, man. Long time coming, man. And I'm happy to finally have you here, dude. Let's get into it, man. Let's dive right into it, dude. Within the cosplay community, man, I'd say that you're most known for your various Batman cosplays. But I want to take a surprising turn. I want to press pause on Batman for a second, visit that topic later in the show, and open the convo on your Captain America, actually, because I did some digging, a deep dive on your Instagram, and though you have many variations of Batman, as far as your IG goes, at least, one of the first cosplays that you posted was actually Cap in 2019, a different version, a couple different versions that all eventually lead up to your most recent iteration. But I'm curious, how did you get your start in cosplay to begin with, and was it Captain America that, you know, started it all for you?
It's going to be funny to tell you this, but Captain America is my favorite superhero from all.
No way. With all the Batman iterations you have, you think that Batman
Captain
first.
America tattoos. I got everything about Captain America.
Hell yeah, man. You would think that it'd be Bat first and Cap second, but just because the way your Instagram. Yeah. That's crazy, man.
I didn't know what was cosplay in the beginning. Yeah. And I used to dress for Halloween, just Ghostbuster. It was my first cosplay ever, if you count that one.
Yeah, that counts. It counts.
For
it does.
Halloween, you know. I love Captain America, but I never imagined in my life doing a cosplay of Captain America. It's so high for me, so amazing that I couldn't do it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I went to one of my friend's house. He was going to dress as Captain America for Comic-Con in Puerto Rico.
Nice.
That was in 2016.
Oh, damn. Okay. Yeah.
And 2019, sorry, 2019.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
2019. Yeah. So I went to his house just to help him with, I remember with what? And you know, Ecto Titan, Fernando?
Yep, previous cosplayer of the weekend guest.
Yeah, he was over there helping him with the Captain America suit.
Nice.
But his Captain America suit he was skinny with a big head, man. So the helmet, it didn't fit, and the suit, it looks like he need like two serums, you know? And then I opened the house and I hold the helmet and I say, this is cool. And I put the helmet on. Ecto Titans look at me and said, you're going as Captain America for Comic-Con.
And it fit. The helmet fit?
Yeah.
That's fate. That's fate.
That's the picture. That's the first picture.
Oh, that's the first one. Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
That's how I start doing cosplay, you know?
Damn, that's crazy. What an awesome story. What are the odds that it would fit you just perfectly?
Exactly,
you know what I mean? It's meant to be, bro.
And then I went to the first convention. I fell in love with the community, with sharing this characters that you love.
Yeah.
You bring into life. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You can see everything in the Comic-Con.
What was it like that first feeling of going to the convention as Cap when you like didn't plan to do
nervous.
It?
I was nervous.
Were you?
Yeah. I was super nervous. I didn't want to go.
Yeah, really?
I, I park and I stay in the parking like 40 minutes just thinking about it.
Like, should I really do this? Yeah. Am I Captain America?
I'm sorry.
You're good. Do I have America's ass? Can I really do this?
I'm going to be honest, 100%. Chris Evans, he looks fit. You know, he looked big but skinny.
Yeah.
So that was my first concern. I was like, I don't look like
The comparison. Like, I don't look like. I know what you mean. Awesome. I know what you mean, bro. Because people always tell me like, yo, man, you should cosplay as like this. You should do that. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Yeah. You do that comparison. You're like, I don't think I could fill the suit out the way it should be, you know?
Yeah, I can kill you, man.
Man.
So, have a freaking amazing time. I met a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And then I said, let me do it next year. So that's how I start. That's how everything started. Man.
What a story. That's pretty cool. Just kind of fell into it, right?
Yeah,
besides obviously the love of like dressing up that was like kind of always in you. You just kind of fell into it. Helmet fit perfectly. Ecto was like, you're going. Sat in the parking lot for 40 minutes, but you ended up going. You did it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool as hell, man. That's cool. It looks like one of the first iterations that you had of the cap suit. It had the Avengers logo on the shoulder there, so I'm going to guess that it was MCU inspired. But then a little bit later on, you also had this more bulkier look. And I say bulkier because it's like a little bit more armor in a way, if you will. It's more plated, if you will. It's like a plated vest over your chest. You know what I mean? Because you got to protect those breasts. They're fragile. It's okay. I know what it's like. In some versions, you have the classic red, white, and blue shield, while in other versions, you're rocking the more just like the blue and the silver. What were you going for with this like plated look? Like, what did you take inspiration from? Was it the movies, the comics, the games, a mix and match of your own ideas? Like, what was the process with that?
So the process was, I went to the first Comic-Con dressed as Chris Evans, Captain America.
Yeah.
And I saw the pictures. I was like, hey, I like it. But it doesn't feel like my Captain America.
Okay.
I don't know if you noticed, all my cosplays, I never dress as, I never cosplay as 100% exactly Ben Affleck or Pattinson.
Right.
I always got a match. I always
got
my own.
You kind of
got
your own ideas thrown in.
And that's how I fall really in love with cosplay. The idea you can create your own version and your own multiverse.
Yeah.
And I always say cosplay is a multiverse for me.
Yeah,
cosplayers, they're multiverse. Mm-hmm. You can see different Batmans of different shapes, variations. Yeah. That's amazing. It's like the movie Ready Player One.
Oh, yes. Dude, that's such a good movie.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there hasn't been a sequel of that movie, by the way. Just sidebar, like, what's going on? Like, yeah, it's a good movie. Yeah, I get what you're saying, though. I get what you're saying.
So the plate one, I was in my house and I was thinking about next year, next Comic-Con, I need to do something, but I don't want to dress as Chris Evans.
Yeah.
So Ector Titan told me, let's make your own. Let's make your own. Start looking at pictures, Pinterest, Marvel Now, Captain America. I really like that version.
Yeah.
So that's how everything started.
That's pretty cool, dude. You've got this one photo by Ace Labs and an edit by Ryan Sims Photography where you kind of got like 1 foot up, the shield a little bit over the knee area and everything looking down. And it's just a perfect like perfect cap photo, dude. I dig that one with the plated vest and everything.
Yeah.
It looks awesome, dude. And then what's the situation with the shield? Because are they actually two different shields or is it just the edit?
They're two different shields.
Because you got the red, white, and blue one, and then you got the blue one, you know?
Yeah, because
that's pretty cool.
Because if you notice in the plate one, it's more blue than red.
Yeah.
And I told Fernando, let's make it with the shield, with the blue and gray shield, just to give that vibe of how do you say, like special forces type of Captain America.
Right.
That's what I tried to do.
It does kind of match the suit a little bit better. It blends in a little bit more. And again, it's kind of like you just adding your own little like twist to it. I mean, Cap has, you know, different variations of his shields, but I'm saying, you know, mixed in with the suit and everything, it just adds that OB touch to it, man. I dig it, dude. I really do dig it. And you don't see stuff like this often. I think if I'm, I don't remember 100%, but I feel like it, the game didn't do that well, but I think it was Marvel's Avengers, right?
I really like that Captain America version.
Didn't he kind of have an armored version as well? A little bit more armored?
He got the armor in the chest and they got the pouches in the
belly. Yeah, yeah.
I really like that one.
I liked it too. I didn't like the game that much. I did play it. Did you play it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I played it. It was cool. I did the beta when it first came out. And I can't remember. I didn't like the beta. I played the beta. I didn't like the beta at all. And then, so when the game came out, I was like, nah, I'm not going to play it because I played the beta and the beta was weak. Yeah. I didn't like it. So I waited. I don't remember how long I waited, but then it came to the Xbox Game Pass. And so I was like, oh, you know what? I'll check it out since I don't got to pay for it. You know what I mean? I already paid for Game Pass. So I played it and whatever like updates they did and everything, it was actually dope for a little while. I was playing it for a little while. I was having a little bit of fun. But then after like, I don't remember how far I got, but I got decently far. And after a while though, it started feeling kind of like just the same thing after the same thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
True.
But it was better. It was better than when I played the beta, but after a while it started becoming the same thing. But something I always did notice was I liked Cap's suit. I did like Cap's suit.
It's not people's favorite. But I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. And all this brings me to like your most recent iteration of Captain America, which is still going strong, just this time a little bit more beefier, a little bit more muscular, with each iteration adding its own flair and then leading up to this like perfected suit by Unmasked Studio, always putting out quality work over there. The helmet has wings, the shield is weathered, it's been through some wars, Ace Labs with the beautiful photography here, and you guys got this perfect location, man, that looks like it's just in the moment of battle, dude. I love it, man. And in my personal opinion, and I may be wrong with this, but from what it looks like with the photos alone, when you're wearing this suit, you kind of have like a different vibrato about you, like a different aura about you. Like when you put on this iteration of Cap, you look like you have more, I don't know if confidence is the right word. Maybe it's more that you feel more comfortable when rocking this version. Does any of that ring true? Like, does this suit bring out the Cap in you more than any of your others? And if so, do you think it's like, is it, what about this version does that? If so, like, is it your favorite Cap suit?
Dude, you're the best, you know? You're telling me questions that I had in my mind forever.
Really?
You're right. In this version, this last version, I feel more comfortable. I feel more
you can
Captain
see
America.
I,
you know, and that's one of my favorite versions.
Nice.
I still feel that I have to do another one.
Nice.
I got that in my gut, you know. With Batman, it's just another thing. It's another world. But with Cap, I feel I need to do at least one more.
What are you thinking, though? Where do you go from here? You did the, you know, Chris Evans in the beginning. You got the plated version, and then you've got the Unmasked Studio version that's bringing that confidence and comfortability.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I want to try to do something in a war, you know, in that time.
Yeah.
I wanted blue, brown, leather.
Nice. Okay, I get you. Yeah.
That vibe.
Yeah. Hell yeah, so dude.
That's one of my ideas, sick. But we'll see.
Hell yeah,
but
man.
You're right, man. You're freaking awesome, man.
Hey, man, it's you, man.
And I was like, yeah,
that's
true.
Hey, man, it's you. I'm just looking at it and feeling the vibe from the photo. You know what I mean? And that's the vibe that I got from the photo. And I noticed that. And I was just like, man, like I can feel like the Captain America in you when you're rocking this, you know? And then, of course, it's like also, I mean, major props to Ace Labs, you know, beautifully capturing you as well, setting the tone and setting the mood that much more. And then, of course, Unmasked Studio bringing the suit to life, you know what I mean? Helping to make you look even more like Captain America. You got the awesome boots by Tilly Effects and the helmet wings by Strong in Costume. Like, it's just, it's perfectly done, dude. Who's the shield by?
The shield is just a Marvel alien. Okay, I got you.
Okay, I got you. Did you weather it yourself and stuff, or what,
no,
did it come like
the
that?
Titan, man. That's my cosplay factory.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. You guys pulled this off, dude. And I just said you radiate that Captain America energy in these photos, dude. And I really dig it. You know what I like too is like I've always liked that version of Cap that has the straps, dude. Yeah,
me too.
It just brings that, like, it accentuates your body a little bit too. I feel like it makes you stand up straighter and just, you know, helps with the muscles and everything. It just looks dope, dude. And it's a great Cap, man. And like I was saying, like you have so many different Batman iterations, dude, and they're all phenomenally done, and we're going to talk about them momentarily, but I personally felt like, and maybe it's a little bit of just you know, people idolizing, or, you know, I don't know if idolizing is the right word, but liking or enjoying your Batman content, and then a little bit of like you yourself posting so much Batman content that I felt like, man, we got to talk about some Cap, you know what I mean? Like, we got to give Cap some love, dude. Like, I really dig it, man. And And like I said, I want to talk to you about your Batman cosplays and everything. But before we do that, I think it's time to break up the monotony. Let's get into this week's cosplay of the week. Boom! And this week's cosplay of the week is none other than Cat Spidey 614. And it's technically Captain Spidey 614. And I'm throwing it up on the screen right about. Let me get my Captain America shield. Now, and this is of his Captain America, but it's Bucky Barnes Captain America. It's the Winter Soldier Captain America. It's Captain Bucky or Bucky America. I don't know, but it's absolutely amazing, man. This is also, by the way, this is a long time coming. This is a very long time coming. Captain Spidey has been in the vault since I was in the womb. Like, that's how long. Did the podcast even exist back then? It didn't. But he was in the vault since then. Trust me. This is absolutely amazing, dude. Captain America, Bucky Barnes, no cowl, no mask, no helmet, whatever you want to call it exactly. You got the suit looking absolutely amazing. You got the straps going down. You got the Winter Soldier arm, dude, looking absolutely amazing. The gloves and everything as well, with that shield that is all vibranium, dude. All vibranium with the red star right in the middle. And it's absolutely awesome, dude. Suit by White Sheep Leather. Shield by Shieldmaker 12. The arm by Arius Legacy Creations, a previous cosplay of the week way back in the beginning days of the show before it is what it is now. I think he was like cosplay of the week like 2 or 3 or something. Like, don't go back and watch it. It's horrible. Not him, but the show. Photo by suit.up.photography. And this was taken at GalaxyCon Columbus. And this is absolutely awesome. And In case you didn't watch the whole episode and you're just watching this on Instagram as a clip right now, we have guest this week, OB Arkham, and we just got done talking about his Captain America, so I think it's kind of fitting to go from one cap to the next cap, but they're different caps, and show love from one cap to another. But if you haven't, like I said, tuned in to the full episode and you're just watching this on Instagram, tune in, because we've got OB Arkham here. We're talking about his Captain America. We're talking about his Batman. We're getting to know him a little bit, how he got his start and what is going on, what's his future, and all kinds of things in between. OB Arkham, the guest this week. We'll hear from Obi in a second here. I want to throw up another photo. By the way, suit up photography for Captain Spidey's cap here. Amazing shot, dude. Absolutely amazing shot. Blacking out the background and everything, the concrete floor. It's just perfect, dude. And I want to throw up another one, and I'm throwing it up right about now. And for a second there, that looked like I was doing Spider-Man stuff, but I was doing Assassin's Creed, the hidden blade. You think that I'd be able to pull that off better and not make it look like Spider-Man. But anyway, this is his Armor of Brutus from Assassin's Creed. I think it's Brotherhood. Being such a big Assassin's Creed fan, I should know this, or I should have done my research before talking about it. But this is absolutely amazing. I think it's from Brotherhood, I believe so. And this is his Ezio. And it's absolutely amazing, dude. He just dropped this not too long ago. Photo by Suit Up Photography again, in that foresty like background. I dig it, dude. From head to toe, you got the red hood all the way down to the boots and everything. The hidden blade with the leather straps. You got the armor with the Assassino, the logo, the Assassin's Creed logo on there. And it's just perfect, man. With the fur and everything. You know I love the fur. If you've seen my Assassin's Creed cosplay, you know I love the fur, man. And From one assassin to another, dude. One assassin standing for the brotherhood to another. This is absolutely amazing, bro. And I really dig this. And I got a little sneak peek when he was first putting this together, and I knew it was coming, but I didn't get that super side project special treatment. He just showed me like a piece of it. Showed me like his arm, and I was like, oh damn, it's coming. But I didn't get to see exactly what it looked like. But absolutely amazing, dude. And I want to throw up one more just before we get out of here, because his name is Captain Spidey, so we can't not throw up a... there's the Spider-Man. Now it's on the screen. His Spider-Man in this edit is by Pixel Lens, and it's from the Spider-Man 2 Insomniac Games. Incredible edit by Pixel Lens, dude. This is his Insomniac Spider-Man with the Venom symbiote going in, coming on or off and on and off, and you know how it goes. Suit shell lens by the RPC studio. Original photos by the Night Fury, and that's the.night.fury. And again, edit by Pixel Lens. And I just wanted to throw this up because he's got Spidey in his name. We can't throw up a Spidey cosplay at least and talk about it briefly, right? So this is absolutely amazing, man. Before we get out of here, guest this week, OB Arkham, do you have anything that you want to add about Captain Spidey's cosplays?
I love his freaking shield.
Yeah, that vibranium shield, dude.
That's amazing, man. Yes. I love it. I remember that picture when he posted for the first time.
Yeah,
I remember
me too. Me too. Who's the shield by again? I just want to give him credit while we're just talking about Shieldmaker 12. Yeah, amazing job, Shieldmaker 12. You pulled that off.
Yes.
And it's just so perfect with his
one of my favorite shields out there.
Oh, yeah, me too, dude. It's perfect, man. It's perfect, dude.
It matched with Bucky, and then he's doing this version of MCU Bucky.
Yeah.
I mean, he can never gonna be run with that.
Perfect, man. It's absolutely perfect. This is absolutely amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not following Captain Spidey 614 at Capt, it's C-A-P-T, you know, for Captain, capt.spidey.614 on Instagram, go follow him right now because Captain Spidey, your Captain America, Ezio, Spider-Man, cosplay of the week for me and OB Arkham is amazing. Oh, man. Dude, I said I wanted to talk to you about your Batman cosplays, and I do. But before we do that, I want to throw a little bit of a curveball at you, and I want to get into a segment that I like to call Shotgun Questions. And what Shotgun Questions is a little bit more of a rapid-fire segment that never really ends up being that rapid-fire. We always end up having a conversation about things, and that's okay. It's a series of questions that are about like maybe 3 to 4 questions, depending on time, depending on guests, depending on the questions that I felt like asking. And they're all fun and games. It's nothing serious. Let's see how much fun we can have when I ask you, starting with, what's a cosplay that you feel you'll unfortunately never pull off for whatever reason that may be, but you've always wanted to do? Is there one on your list?
Yeah. The Thing.
The Thing. Oh, bro. Oh, man. Really? That's so cool.
I try foam. I try a muscle suit. I try a monster suit. But
I see.
I need to see it perfect. You know, it's CGI in the movies. The comics, it looks amazing. It's my favorite. Fantastic.
Yep.
So I wanted to do it for years. I'm not going to lie, for years.
Dude. Yeah, are you opposed to, like, what in your mind, like, what did you want it to look like? Because are you opposed to doing something like what Hummin H2 does, if you know Hummin, or like Bearded Tattoo Guy in Georgia? I think that's his Instagram, or like Cosplay Ben, you know what I mean? Like, those, like, big, big builds. Like, are you opposed to doing something like that, or is that not your style?
I wanted to do it big. I wanted to do it look real, like a rock. No, a comic. Yeah. I don't want to do a comic. Yeah. I wanted to do it like, I don't know, I remember the name in the Thor movie. You know, that other rock guy?
Oh, yes.
Dude, I remember the name.
I don't remember his name either, but I know who you're talking about. Wait, Korg. Is it Korg?
Yeah. That one.
I don't know how I got that.
I didn't know how I know the name.
Yeah, Korg, so, yeah.
Something like that. I want to do something like that. Something
nice.
Maybe a monster suit, pieces of foam.
Right.
Bringing the rock inside me.
Yeah, man. That would be cool, dude. That's dope, man. You'd make a good thing, dude.
Ever, man.
That's cool, man. I don't see that many Thing cosplays. And if I do, it's more like the like old school comic version.
You know what
I mean? It's not like the big rock or like, you know, CGI-ish or newer modern day type versions. It's always like the old school. What would it be like the 60s version? Is that what it is? I guess it would be kind of.
I want to say a story real quick. Yeah. Here in Puerto Rico, I don't know if in the state, probably in the state, because it was a cartoon about the Thing. Mm-hmm. Long time ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the cartoon, when I saw it here in Puerto Rico, was in Spanish. So he was Ben, and he got two rings. So he put the rings together and he become the Thing.
Oh, it becomes a Thing? I don't remember that.
Yeah. It was long time ago. And dude, I'm old. I'm almost 40, you know? And every time I remember that cartoon when I was a little kid. And since that, when I started doing cosplay, I was like, I'm going to do a Thing.
Damn, you gotta do it. Yeah, you gotta make it happen. We talked about it on the show. Now it has to happen. Thank you, man.
Thank you, man. You're gonna run out of English, man.
I appreciate it, man. All right, next question. You know this one. Out of these Batmen, you've got Keaton, Bale, Affleck, Pattinson. You can only choose one, and the rest and their universe cease to exist. Who do you pick?
People are gonna kill me.
Who you got?
This is the most difficult question. Okay, I'm gonna answer. I got an answer. I'm going to start saying that I love every single one. Okay.
Right. Right. Right.
But I'm going to be honest here.
This is such a hot topic every time.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
My favorite is Val Kilmer.
Oh, right? No way.
Batman Forever for me was best movie.
Okay.
I like Ben Affleck a lot, but I'm not a fan of the Snyderverse.
Okay. Okay. Fair.
So
fair.
For me, Bruce Wayne and Batman for me right now is Robert Pattinson.
Oh, damn. Okay. Damn, from Val Kilmer to Robert Pattinson. That's crazy, man. That's good. I mean that respectfully, not in a bad way. Not in a bad way.
I like what they did with Pattinson, you know?
Yeah, me too.
In the bike, with the coat and, you know, he cannot be everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
It's more realistic. I like that idea.
It's true. Batman. And they did a great job at bringing us a young Batman, a young Bruce Wayne even as well.
Detective.
You know,
detective.
Yeah, detective Batman, fresh, new, not the Batman that we've always seen in film.
And if you're going to ask me overall, Livermejo style of Batman is my favorite.
Nice, man. Nice, dude. Hell yeah, man. Ah, that's a good one, dude. I don't think, from what I remember off the top of my head,
I'm the only one.
I don't think there's been Pattinson picks before and stuff, but I don't think I've had one for a while. I don't think it's been a lot of, I think Affleck. And then I think Keaton would be next and then Bale. And then, when I first started asking this question though, there was a lot of Pattinson for a while. And I was like really surprised. And then it died down. And then I think you're the first one for a while to pick Pattinson.
I like every single one.
Yeah. They all have their things.
Yeah. Keaton, Batmobile. Batman, Ben Affleck,
Batmobile is classic.
Yeah,
definitely, man. The X-Men are a hot topic right now, especially with the success of X-Men 97. What are some things that you want to see the MCU do with the X-Men in film? Maybe it's, mutants that you want to be focused on. Maybe it's villains that you want to see portrayed. Maybe it's something you think Disney can learn from its past, you know, whether that be good or bad, and apply it to or not apply it to the mutants. Like, what are some things that you want to see them do in the actual live action film?
I'm going to start saying the only X-Men that I like is Cyclops.
Nice. Well, hey, at least it's the leader, man. At least it's a good one.
And these cartoons they're doing right now and Disney, they make Cyclops like Cyclops, you know?
Yes, dude. Yeah.
And I think if they're going to do the X-Men, I think they should do the main ones together.
Right.
Not separate. I don't like that separate everywhere.
Because the X-Men, they're a team.
You know?
Yeah, bam. Right. Exactly. They're a team. Yeah. No, I feel you, man. I feel you. So you want them to bring Cyclops to justice, basically do him justice, and then bring the team. Make a movie
of the X-Men.
Right. I feel you.
X-Men.
Yeah. X-Men fans will know exactly what that means when you say make a movie about the X-Men. Like, that's solid.
Not Wolverine.
Like, they know. Yeah.
No, you know.
Yeah. Bring it to life this time. Yeah. Last question. Outside the realm of pop culture and things like that, if you could time travel to any time period, any era, where would you go and why? And you can have up to three different choices.
I go to the 80s.
80s. Perfect. What a great time.
I go to the 80s because in the 80s, the music is
the music,
amazing.
Yes. I was waiting for you to say it. Yeah.
And in the 80s, you open a restaurant and you're successful. Everything was successful in the time.
Yes, man. So, good times. Probably the 80s.
I go back to medieval times.
Yes.
Just to see what they do.
I feel like
that's
just a common pick amongst all men. You know what I mean? Like,
I just want to see. What's going on here.
Yeah, exactly. Me too.
And the Western.
Western times. Hey, that's good, man. I think you might be the first one to pick Western times, dude. Yeah. From what I can think of right now.
I just want to see how to build everything, you know?
Do the draw.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, the standoff, you know? Hell yeah, man. You know what's funny is one of the most, the two most common picks that every guest says when I ask them this question is the 80s and medieval times, like the medieval times. That's the most common picks always. And it's funny, I feel like 80s actually probably gets more picked than even medieval times. It goes to kind of show you how beloved of a time the 80s were. Like,
best
you know,
cartoons, best movies, best music.
Right?
I don't know. Everything was perfect.
Yeah, everybody seemed happier, man. You know what I mean? Like, really, dude. Everybody seemed happier, man.
Nothing complicated. No internet.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Yeah, good times, man. Good times. Well, that was a good one, dude. That was shotgun questions. Wow. Let's keep it going, man. I mentioned in the intro three of your Batman suits, but you definitely have or have had more than just three, obviously. But just speaking on those three that I did mention, you have the amazing black suit with the yellow symbol, suit by Unmasked Studio, cowl by Reeves Effects. It's simply just a great and perfect Batman look.
That's
and,
it, everybody's
and it always
favorite.
Will be. Yeah,
it's, that's everybody's favorite.
It's one of my top of yours too. One. Yeah, same here, man. It's one of, in my personal opinion, one of your best suits. It's one of my favorites of yours. It'll always be a classic, I think, for everybody. Then you have your more so gray suit. This one by Gaslight Co. Reeves effects still on the cowl credit there, and a perfect shot by Ace Labs here that just kind of helps give that menacing look that Batman can have, just standing tall, chest out, you know, looking off into the distance. Like if you were one of his, you know, his villains, like that's a moment where you're like, oh man, like Batman's coming, you know what I mean? Like that's a perfect shot, perfect stance by you as well. And then you have one of your more so recent iterations, suited up by Leather Fashion Valley, which has that gray aspect to it yet again, bringing a little bit of a unique take to Batman to life here with previous guest and cosplay of the week, Ecto Titan, for the cowl credit on this one, looking equally amazing, man. Out of those three, when it comes to just those three, which of those is your favorite look? But also, which is your favorite to wear? Because you may favor a look more than others, but one of the suits may be more comfortable to wear than one of the others. So the choices may not be the same. Out of those three, which are your favorites?
All right. So that was a learning experience for me because I start with muscle suits.
Nice. Yeah.
But I was I'm big. Mm-hmm. So the muscle suits,
make you even bigger.
I tell you, from those three, the Gaslight one is my favorite look.
Nice, man. Nice. I like what I expected. That's cool.
Yeah.
The trunks is a nice touch, man.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. My most comfortable is the Leather Fashion Valley one.
I thought so. Yeah.
But the black and yellow one, that's my favorite symbol. The black and yellow.
Yeah, that classic yellow symbol, man. There's just something about that yellow symbol, especially on a all black suit. It just pops. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just pops, man.
So if you tell me right now, probably the black and yellow, will be my favorite from all. And that's a fan favorite right now.
That's what I was going to say too. You kind of mentioned it as well, but my next question was also going to be like, obviously your favorite, but then what do you think that people favor most out of yours? Like, what do you get the most love on? Would it be that black and the black one with the yellow symbol?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. It's just a classic look, man. It's just a classic look, dude. You have these, I want to say like more so classic looks, if that's the right term, these more so, I don't know if common is also the right term when it comes to these suits, but, I guess the look of them is what I'm saying. The stylization, some are more commonly seen. Some are more, they have more notoriety over others, such as the black and yellow, some of the grays, you know, they're kind of synonymous with Batman, but then you have your Leather Fashion Valley suit. That's a little bit more of a unique feel, a unique look, you know, alongside your White Sheep leather suit that has like these armor pieces courtesy of Loki_14U2C on Instagram, giving a little bit more of like a armor look to a bat suit. With these two suits being something a little bit more out of the norm in a way than what you usually see in the cosplay community, what were you going for with these iterations? Like, I mean, what was the goal? Was it to be different? Was it to try something different? Was the aim to be a little bit more unique? Like, what was the process like as well? Did you come up with the ideas? Did you have help? I mean, what's the story behind both of these suits?
Like I say, it's a learning experience. Every time I do a cosplay of Batman, I learn and continue improving. So just testing different styles.
Yeah.
And obviously, I got to see some Big Bird, Sergeant Boy, and Ecto Titan. They're my guidance. They're the ones that say, don't do this, do that, do this, and do that. And the Leather Fashion Valley style jumpsuits, I started using that one because it's favorite for my body, you know, for my body type. Mm-hmm. It gave me a good look. I don't need padding. So look, and it's the Libermejo style is my favorite.
Right.
So even that style. And and then I try, because everybody loved the muscle suit.
Yeah.
So I said, Sergeant Boy was the guy who told me, let's do something like the one I have from Loki. So I contact Loki, we talk. A lot of people do it, the gray one. So I say, let's do it black. Let's do it black.
Yeah.
Nobody doing black.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I he made it for me. I love it. I look menacing in that one. People love that suit.
Yeah,
I look
it is.
Big.
It is, It's dope, man, with the armor and everything too. And I'm sure as we've been talking about all your Batman cosplays, there's been photos thrown up on the screen the entire time. I don't know what editing Chazzy has done in the future here, but one that I want to highlight specifically is a photo by Brylan Imagery, previous guest on the show, and an edit as well. Of the more armored look that you have here. And he did such a great job with the photo and such a great job with the edit as well. Just accentuating you on top of that, you know, that gargoyle that would be on top of a Gotham building with the stained glass in the background, the light coming through. And then you also have something that I wanted to mention purposely was the white eyes. He put the white eyes on there for you. I notice it in the majority of your Batman cosplays, I don't know if it's all of them 100%, forgive me if I'm forgetting something, but have you ever done the white eyes physically in person?
Only that one. That one.
Only that one?
Yeah.
Okay, the armored one has it in person.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think definitely. I got it here. Give me a second real quick.
Yeah.
A few moments later.
So I have, nice.
Okay. Yeah. So it's built into the cowl, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, because some people do the contacts, like the mesh contacts, you know. Some people do the built into the cowl. Some do the LED. Some is just the white lenses alone. You got just white lenses in there.
Every time I take pictures with Brian, I love it. I just let him do whatever he wants.
Yeah, his edits are amazing too.
Yeah, in the same with Isla. Isla was the first photographer. I don't say it right. Right,
photographer. Yeah, but you're fine. Yeah, it's fine.
That's the first one. Yeah. That I contacted in Puerto Rico, he says, "This is a cosplay pictures. Okay, let's do it."
Yeah.
So that's why I stick with him.
Yeah, you've been rocking with him since the beginning.
Friends. Mm-hmm. Wow, amazing.
Yeah, dude.
So
that's dope, man.
People.
Yeah, that's dope, man. I really dig that, dude. These are awesome, man. From the black one with the yellow symbol to the gray one that you did with Gaslight Co. to everything in between, dude. Leading up to your armored one most recently, they're dope, man. You know, and you've been rocking these Batman cosplays for a long time. Ever since I met you, of course. Ever since I've been around. And I gotta ask. I mean, we kind of talked about it at least when I said the first three that I mentioned in the intro. But out of all of your Batman cosplays, all of them that you've done, do you have an ultimate top favorite of your own? And or do you have like a top three? Like, what are your top three out of all of them?
I think from all the suits that I have one that I took pictures today. That's why I look like an Egyptian right now. Because I still got the black.
Yeah.
So I took pictures today. I took pictures last week. And I think that's the ultimate one for me.
Nice, man.
I'm not going to stop, probably. Because I love the community. I love cosplay.
Yeah.
But this one, and I need to say thank you to Season B Bird. Mm-hmm. He's the one who contacted Greg. Greg is the guy who designed the suit.
Nice.
Obviously pointed by Season Big Bird. Mm-hmm. Ecto Titan gave me the weathering. And that was perfect.
Nice,
I can send you a picture so you can see it.
But hell yeah, man. Definitely, bro. You're amazing, bro. From Captain America to Batman to everything in between. I've seen the Ghostbusters all the way down on when I was doing my deep dive and everything, dude. And to some of the stuff that we talked about here, like maybe the possibility of doing the thing in the future when we were doing Shotgun Questions. And then plus you and I have had some side conversations before, and you told me some things that you've wanted to do, you know. And then I think you've also every now and then on your stories and here and there you've posted stuff that you've wanted to do and everything. With that being said, I gotta ask, like, for the future of cosplay, what does that look like for you? You mentioned wanting to do more Cap. You mentioned wanting to do the thing. You know, you said you're never going to stop doing Batman and stuff like that. So, I mean, what's it look like for you? What's the plan, you know, moving forward?
So this year, it's in early stages, but I'm going to do a fan film mm-hmm. from my Batman universe.
Yeah.
A special guy is going to be playing one of the characters. His name is Chazzy, you know? I don't know if...
we're getting exclusive right here. We're letting it be known.
So, I want to bring to life that mm-hmm. brawler, gritty Batman, you know, darkness, mm-hmm. Scary, more horror type of Batman. That's my goal this year. So early stages, like I said, but we can make it happen. And
definitely.
I'm going to visit, obviously, Dragon Con. I love that con. I love the people.
I'll be there.
I meet a lot of people. I love the community. I really love how everybody talks about things they really like. It's like you do your own thing in the real world, and then you go to cosplay.
And it's just it's just a community of everybody kind of coming together for all these like-minded reasons. You know what I mean?
I'm a fan of all Batman cosplayers. I'm a fan, man. Yeah. I love it's just like everybody got something, man. Everybody got something freaking amazing.
Yeah, and everybody adds their little twist to it.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Pulls off something different. And then you work with photographers, you work with compositors. They make these amazing edits, and everybody's has something different than everybody. We could all look at it and admire it. And then everybody's giving everybody ideas, and you see something, you're like, oh, that's cool as hell. You know what I mean?
Multiverse, man.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude. That's cool as hell, man. So the future for cosplay for you, part of it is taking cosplay and transitioning it into film. That's a future goal
that I have. I just want to bring that to life so people see another style Batman.
Nice.
Maybe it's good, maybe it's not, but
it'll be good. I'll make sure. I'll make sure, man. What's the so we know Batman is still going to be in your future, whether it just be cosplaying in general or whether it be transitioning it into film. But what's cosplay look like on the Marvel side of things? Is it obviously again the Thing, Captain America? But you got anything else that you've been rummaging in your mind about that you maybe like to try to do in the future?
Marvel. My favorite characters, I cannot play my favorite characters because they look more amazing than me. But I'm going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about The Witcher.
Oh, bro. Yes. You know and I'm a big Witcher
about
fan.
Star Wars. I want to do something about Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Star Wars too, man. Star Wars too, man.
Then maybe Wrecker.
Nice, dude. Yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's awesome,
but
bro.
Marvel, I think I stick with Captain America. The Thing. I will try to do it perfectly. Mm-hmm. Not perfectly, but we'll try. I will strive for that.
Yeah, and, as perfect as you can that satisfies you. You know what I mean?
And one time ago, I was thinking to make a Cable just because I'm getting older.
you know what's funny is like I didn't want to say anything, but like I don't know why I didn't want to say anything, but like when I guess I was just letting you speak for yourself. But when I asked that question about like your future for Marvel, and when you were talking about it, I was looking at you and I was like, bro, it would make a good Cable. Like I don't know why is he not saying Cable
you
right now?
You scared me, man. You give me good questions, man. You give me thinking, man. I cannot
come on,
talk
bro,
to
with
more
the arm.
Today's.
Come on, dude. Yeah, you got to do it now.
If I do it, probably I will do it, you know, because I always say that. But if I do it, I will do it really rough, you know, with scars.
Yeah, dude.
You know,
yeah, man.
More realistic.
That'd be a good one. Yeah, that'd be a good one. You make a good Cable, bro. I think you should put that in the holster and maybe aim for it sometime, dude. You know what I mean? I think that'd be dope, dude.
See, can I talk to you, man?
Now you're going to have a list of things after this show. You're going to be like, fuck, now I got to do all this shit. Man, it's been awesome talking to you, dude. We are going to get ready to wrap up. But before we do, man, I want to give you the floor to say whatever it is that you want to say. Plug whatever you want to plug. Just whatever's on your mind, man. The last few seconds is yours.
Man, I just want to say keep cosplaying. The community is amazing. And I'm a fan of everybody. And cosplay is a multiverse when you can see your favorite characters bring to life. So I love the community. I love you, man. You're doing with the show, everything you do.
Appreciate
I love
you, man. Thank
season
you, man.
Big Bird is just like my little brother. I love this guy. I love Ecto Titan, the Phones Me, all the people that when I started bring me, you know, this joy to be part of this community. So I'm good. I love it.
Definitely,
if you see
man.
Me everywhere, just talk to me. I'm approachable as fuck.
You're good. You're good. I've dropped. It's fine. It's explicit here. You're good.
So you want to do everything? Just talk to me, man. Send me a DM.
Let the people know if they do want to hang out with you in person, get some photos or get some collabs or anything. What conventions you may be at this year?
Dragon Con. That's the one.
Let's do it, man.
I'm thinking to go to cosplay the one in the beginning, saying the intro.
Cosplay World in Virginia.
I'm probably gonna try to go, but I'm not gonna be cosplaying. I'm just gonna be like
just to come.
You know.
I'm just gonna be a civilian. I'm just gonna be there hanging out.
but Dragon Con for sure.
Oh man, you gotta come in. You gotta bring your cap,
it's just,
bro.
It's just, when I went to Dragon Con the first time, the first time I fell in love with the people. You know,
Dragon Con's the one, bro. You know what I mean?
I met a lot of people from Instagram that I was a fan, like Sack Attack. I was a fan of Sack Attack. I am a fan of him. Bobby Calling, I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. Sadala, obviously. Yeah. Amalia, Tahir. I mean,
A lot of people, man.
It's a lot of people. I cannot mention every single one. And I know they're going to be mad because I don't mention every single one.
But no, I think we all know. I have that trouble too. A lot of those that you mentioned are also previous cosplays of the week and previous guests on the show. So,
no, and amazing people, man.
Yeah, man. Also, good times, man. Good times.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's cool, all, man. Thank you for everything. Man.
Of course, bro. Of course. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not following OB Arkham by now, you should be at O.B_Arkham, spelled exactly how it sounds on Instagram, and continue checking out everything that he does, bro. It's been absolutely awesome having you on, dude. I'm going to be at DragonCon myself, so I'll see you there, of course. And if I see you before then it'll be at Cosplay WorldCon, man. Such a great time, bro. I welcome you back in the future. We'll let some time go by, let some things happen, let some new cosplays come out. Maybe that film that, you know, the thing that we're working on behind the scenes, maybe that'll come out by then. And we'll have everybody involved. Maybe we'll do like something different, right? Maybe have everybody involved on the show at the same time.
That's one of my goals.
Yeah, maybe we can do that as many as we can. Yeah, man. OB Arkham on Instagram. Go follow him, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody that's tuning in right now. Thank you for watching, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all of those beautiful things that you do over on YouTube.com/Side Project Podcast. When you go down, you hit that big red subscribe button. When you do, it goes up, and you get 100 sexy project points. Thank you for listening and watching on Spotify, as videos are available on Spotify as well. When you go and you follow and you rate and you do all those things that you do, I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. If you're looking for me, you can find me on Instagram at IGHateChazzy, and everywhere else you need to follow me is on the screen right about now. It's not clickable, but it is clickable in the description. You click the description, you go down, you can click whatever you want. You can go wherever you want. If you're looking for the podcast as a whole on Instagram, you can find it at Side Project Podcast. Remember, that's project with a K. For me, for OB Arkham, we are out of here.